back to Racing Pulse. Well, after the huge amount of money that was on offer at the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions, the focus in the sales area turns to the Karaka Millions. And it's going to be one of the biggest few days in New Zealand. And, of course, they've got the Millions race meeting on Saturday night. Mick Geeran will be front and centre throughout it all. He'll probably buy a few as well, but it'll be great to get the inside info. G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well, Mickey. Look, it's exciting. It's probably my favourite week of the year in both codes and both countries, to be honest. Like, the Karaka Million didn't exist 13 years ago. It turned up as a typical sales race, which is a bit of low-hanging fruit. But now, it's a race which in the last 5 years has produced Melody Bell, 12 Group 1s, Probabil, who's won 2 Group 1s in Australia, including the Epsom, and obviously Avantage, who's won 6 Group 1s. So it's proven to be a really good sales race, and that's on Saturday night. So there's a $1 million 2-year-old race, $1 million 3-year-old race. The support card's epically strong because there's a very, very good horse on the support card. I've mentioned to the RSU listeners before called La Vonte, who was beaten, but everybody saw how good she was in the railway behind Avantage. And then we roll into the sales on Sunday, which are very challenging this year, Michael, because, as we all know, Australians can't get into New Zealand. So the sales start later at 1 o'clock. New Zealand Bloodstock have massively boosted their online platform, and people think, well, what the hell does that mean? What it means is they've got a real-time bidding process. So most sales platforms, when you try and buy a horse over the phone, because I've done it plenty of times myself, you get that lag. So you're watching the coverage, and the agent who's doing the bidding for you is about 10 seconds in front of what you're watching. Well, the NZB one's like a second. So you can log on to NZB and basically bid, if you want to do so online, as you're watching it, like watching it live on television. So they've really put a lot of effort into it. There's been a lot of the vendors trying to be more informative and provide innovation. It's going to be really interesting, Michael, because we saw how strong the GC was last week, but you know, no Australian's going to be on the ground here, and whether people still want to pay at 100 grand, people aren't going to care. They'll still be happy to buy a horse for 100 grand. Whether they want to pay 6 or 7 or 8 or even up to 900, which was last year's sales topper, for a horse they haven't been able to get their hands on, it's going to be really interesting.
Well, is there trepidation or is there confidence from the strength of the Magic Million sales?
Probably the Magic Millions didn't bother them too much. What was more important out of the Magic Millions, because it's a vastly different market, is that the New Zealanders didn't buy a lot of horses there, and neither did Hong Kong. Hong Kong wasn't really strong buying at the Magic Millions, and are people who tend to come to New Zealand. Also a different market. People try to buy horses in New Zealand who are going to win the McGuineas and Oaks or a Derby. And we've got plenty of those horses on the ground here. Savabeals, El Manzor's a new stallion who had good results there last week. There was enormous trepidation initially when this happened. We had the ready-to-run sales here in November, and they were very, very strong with this online bidding platform. And, of course, some people use their own agents and via the phone and obviously trusted relationships. So I think people are finer about it now. They're like, OK, this is how it's going to be, and it may be the future. It definitely, the best, I've spoken to probably 30 or 40 people about it, Mike. The best summary was this, from Dean Hawthorne, who's a big agent who buys a lot of horses for Victorians. He said, the Aussies go to the sale of Karaka to buy one or two horses, and they go home with 3 or 4. So that's how it works. You go to the sales, you meet someone at the tent, some bloke says, come look at this, you buy it, you take it home. So there's that extra buying, and that's not going to happen more than likely in an online situation. So you might lose some of those. Now, those horses will still be sold, but that extra 20 grand, which comes from that competition, may not come in. So that's going to affect your average. But there's some good things happening in New Zealand racing, so I think the domestic buyers' bench, particularly from the syndicators, will be strong. It's an interesting time because you're trying to predict the economy. If you buy a horse now, you buy a nice Savabeal colt there next week, you might get for 160 instead of paying 200 for some Aussie board. And the last 3 times I've been out there at the sales, it's all been by Australian. So not having them there means that you may not have to go those 2 steps further. So you buy that horse, by November, when the ready to runs come around, or by the time it's trialling this time next year, the world might be a different place. We're hoping so, because of vaccines and that sort of thing. So those markets might open up a touch. But even if they don't, people in Australia still want horses. People in Hong Kong definitely still want horses. Probably the only market that's going to drop away a touch is Singapore, because of the difficulties they're going through. So it's a case where at the moment it all seems a bit fuzzy and what do we all make of it all. But the reality is racing hasn't really stopped anywhere in our major markets because of this, apart from the dip in Singapore, which wasn't a major buying market. They were onto the ready-to-runs and the going horse market.
Well, the action on the track is going to be brilliant on Saturday night. You've already said how it's your favourite meeting of the year, and GTRCO look to dominate again. I think they've got the favourite in every race except for Levante's. They won the last 4 2-year-old classics, and they've got 5 runners in this year's 2-year-old classic.
Yeah, and it's really odd because after the Barry Joy yesterday, the market moved enormously towards a filly called Melifiore, who's unbeaten in 2. But Jamie Richards is adamant, and he's a very straight up and down guy, Jamie Richards. He's not a lot of huff and puff to him. He said, our best chance is on the bubbles. Now it's drifted out to 460 because it's drawn the outside barrier. And when you ask him again, he's like, no, it's our best chance. So it's bizarre. He's taking a total stand against the market. Now, it's going to be 3 wide, and it's going to need to be 3 wide with a cover behind the right horse and probably some tempo up front to bring the leaders back to it. But yeah, it's tricky, Michael. You've interviewed a lot of trainers, and when you have a view on a race and then you talk to a trainer and they have a different view on a race, and it's a trainer who knows, like someone who trains a lot of winners and you respect the opinion of, it can be really hard to work out what to do. And I'm a little bit in that state at the moment, to be honest.
Just a quick one on a couple of the others, because the 3-year-old Millions looks super strong as well, and it could have ramifications for our autumn carnival as well, with Aegon, who's well in the market for some of our features, and you mentioned Levante. So what are your highlights for Friday or for Saturday night?
I think the race between Aegon, the last race on the card, the 3-year-old, between Aegon and Amaralina, Team Tiaka are talking Amaralina's a little bit of proper view and a little bit better about it. And she's favourite for the race. I don't think she should be. I understand how the strike rates work on the algorithms, but I can't have Amaralina favourite over Aegon. I'm not saying she can't win. Of course she can win. It's a straight two-horse race. But Aegon won the 2,000 guineas. Now, that's our version of the Australian guineas. He's a boy who's won a 2,000 guineas up against a girl who hasn't won a major race yet. Really good race. Great race to finish it off. Both horses who could turn up in Sydney and win an Oaks or a Derby or something like that. So it's a proper race, the last on the card. 2-year-old race is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of those horses involved have Australian part ownership. But Levante, in the second or third on the card, she's a wicked horse. I could genuinely see her turning up and winning a Group 1 mares race in Australia. And I try not to say that because I know how hard it is to do. But she is at least as good. I'm not saying she's as complete a racehorse, not as proven. But her raw ability is as good as Probabil, Melody Bell, Love Untouched. I've got no doubts about that. Whether she gets the chance to show that, I'm not sure, because she's had colic twice in the past, so we're hoping it doesn't return. But Levante and Race 3 is a proper horse. For those looking to have a bet, because I know that's what most people are interested in, the TAB, tab.com.au, have Aegon $2.70 against Amaralina, and it's a straight two-horse race. You can actually back both if you can be that way inclined. But I'm going to back Aegon. I think he's a good horse. I think he's drawn better than the other horse. I think he's ready to win. And I think $2.70 is a good deal of overs, because I think he should be about $2 or $2.10. And I actually think Amaralina should be $2.
Well, that is going to be a mouth-watering night at Ellerslie. Throw in Levante as well. Can't wait to see that. And just quickly before we say goodbye, Mick, we get to see Lochinvar Art back in action on Saturday night too, who goes around in the Ballarat Cup. I think just looking at his odds, he's about $1.25, which I suppose is better than bank interest. What do you make of the Ballarat Cup on Saturday night?
Look, if he gets the lead off Hurricane Harley, he'll be winning. There's no doubt about that. If he has to park, he'll probably still win. It'll just be more uncomfortable to watch. I have one hope for this carnival coming up. I hope Lochinvar Art turns out to be the horse we all think he might be. I hope he wins this. I hope he wins the Hunter Cup. I hope Harness Racing goes into the Miracle Mile on March the 6th with a horse we can all get behind. I think that's probably what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a superstar stand up, wouldn't it, Mick? Enjoy the next week. When we chat next week, we'll find out how many new additions to your growing stable you have and all the results from the Karaka Millions. Good luck.
Don't worry, Mickey. We're putting in for 10%, brother. You'll be fine.